In the House of Commons, British Business Secretary John Hutton gave the government's approval for the construction of a new generation of nuclear power plants.
The government believes that new nuclear power stations should have a role to play in this country's future energy mix, alongside other low-carbon sources.
Hutton said the government believes it's in the public interest to allow energy companies to invest in new nuclear power reactors and to facilitate that process.
Nuclear power currently provides us with around 19% of our electricity requirements. Nuclear power will help us meet our twin energy challenges, ensuring secure supplies and tackling climate change.
Britain has been using nuclear power for more than 50 years, and its current aging reactors are due to close down within the next few decades. The government says it makes sense to allow companies to replace them with new, safer, and more efficient plants. The use of nuclear power has long sparked controversy, and opinion studies show the British public remains divided over the issue. Greenpeace is among the environmental groups opposing the government's nuclear power plan. Greenpeace Nuclear Energy Project Director Jan Beranek tells VOA nuclear energy will not solve the problem of carbon or CO2 emissions.
Even if UK goes ahead, builds 10 new reactors, they will hardly actually have any impact on CO2 emissions before 2020. And the impact will be very, very small.
And says Beranek, the dangers posed by nuclear energy far outweigh the benefits.
There is the question of nuclear waste that has not been solved, and this is going to remain quite deadly for thousands of generations to come. And there is also a big problem of proliferation, and we believe that with a nuclear expansion, the world actually would suffer from undermining the global security.
Greenpeace advocates large-scale investment in a mix of renewable sources of energy, which it says would be more cost-effective, safer, cleaner, and provide energy security. The British government says it is promoting a variety of energy sources, but it says nuclear power should be in that mix. Expanding the use of nuclear energy has become increasingly important with the rising price of oil, a growing desire by individual countries for greater energy independence, and the growing pressure to reduce carbon emissions to combat climate change. While Britain gets less than 20% of its electricity from nuclear energy, France relies heavily on nuclear power and gets almost 80% of its electricity from its reactors. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.